Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody. 1-800-919-3776. Just want to check if Patrick is on the line.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Well, we woke up today to see, everybody is being touched by this. But then when somebody that has a name that you know and you kind of startled, and Patrick McEnroe, our colleague at ESPN, tested positive for COVID-19. And, he sent out a video on Twitter, said that he was feeling okay. And he's nice enough to share his story with us right now. Patrick, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. I hope you're doing well. How are you doing?
Well, first of all, guys, I'm doing fine. And let me just say congratulations to you guys on your show and what you've been able to do these last couple of years. I was a proud member of the team there for a while. Yeah. So it's really nice to see what you guys have been able to do. I know how hard you work. So Congrats on that. And the good news is, as I said in my video earlier today, the bad news is I tested positive. The good news is I feel fine, and I felt fine for quite some time now. I guess it was fortuitous that I was actually able to get a test. I went through the New York State, 800 number, well over a week ago. It took quite some time for me to get through and then to get the test actually scheduled. But once I was able to do that and get the test yesterday afternoon up here in Westchester where I live, I got the test back very quickly, and it was very efficient, very well organized when I went in my car and went through the drive-through test. So I want to say thank you to New York State and for the people that were up there doing the test and keeping everything very much under control. And they told me I was going to get the test back in 48 to 72 hours. And lo and behold, in less than 24 hours, I got an email to my email address, and there was the test this morning.
Now, why did you take the test, Patrick? Were you feeling any symptoms?
Yeah, I was feeling some symptoms, Michael, about 10 days ago. My family, I have a wife and three children, and the kids had been taken out of, the school was let out. They'd already started online schooling. Our tennis academy at Randall's Island, closed a couple of weeks ago. But after a couple of days that we'd sort of been in our routine at home, I'd been feeling a little bit achy and a little just more tired than normal. We've all been dealing with the stress of this and with our kids and our family. So I sort of brushed it off as well. It wasn't sleeping great at night, et cetera. And then one night after dinner, about a week and a half ago, I said to my wife, I'm really not feeling great. I think we should take my temperature. So I took my temperature, and I did have a fever, and I had a fever for a couple of nights.
How high?
I spoke to my, it wasn't that high. It was about 100.5.
Okay.
So it was, obviously, and I had it a couple nights in a row. So I was sort of monitoring that. We made a decision right at that point for me to come into our basement, which is where I've been for the last week and a half. This is even before I even thought about getting a test. So once I had these symptoms, a couple doctors I spoke to, I think rightly so, said, you're not that sick. You don't need certainly to go to the hospital. You don't need to go to a doctor's office, et cetera. Just do what you're doing, which is isolate yourself. And that's what I did. At one point I said to myself, it sure would be nice if maybe I can find out if I could get a test. So I went on the website for New York State. I got the 800 number or 888, whatever the number it was. And the first time I called in, guys, was maybe over a week ago. And the wait time to get someone on the line was 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So I called back the next morning. I woke up early, and I was able to get someone on the line in about 4 to 5 minutes. A very nice gentleman who said he was a volunteer, And he asked me a bunch of questions, which I'm sure they asked to everybody, which were very basic questions about my symptoms, my age, any other previous, you know, conditions, which luckily I don't have. And they said, well, you know, we put your application in and you'll be hearing from the state within a couple of days. So I waited and waited, and finally I got a call back on Friday. I was out walking my dog, which is basically all I've been doing, and you know, getting some groceries here and there. Obviously taking precautions when I do go, because I listened to what people were saying and sort of acting like you have it even if you don't have it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the call came through, and they said, we've got an appointment for you Monday at 2:30. And that was on Friday when I got the call. So I went, got in my car, put the dog in the back seat, and got the test done. And so here I am. So now, you know, luckily, I think my wife and I made the right decision. My wife has been an absolute trooper and a champ, you know, taking care of getting me food and taking care of our three kids and dealing with their schooling, et cetera. And everybody's doing well and healthy. Mm. So now it's just a question of how long, you know, will I need to stay down here to make sure I've cleared the virus.
How uncomfortable was the test, Pat?
It wasn't uncomfortable at all, Don. It was actually very simple. They put a swab, a long swab of each of my nostrils. And then they put one, you know, they did like the stick, like when you say, ah, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, put that down my throat. And it was over in, you know, 20, 30 seconds. There were two lines for the cars to go through. As I said, it was very well organized, and the people were obviously in their protective gear. I thank them for, you know, doing what they're doing to help the community and help us all out. And, you know, I only waited about 20 minutes. It's very blocked off where you go to get the test. So, you know, nobody's allowed anywhere near the place unless you have an appointment and, you know, you have to show your ID, et cetera. So that's what I did. And I'm glad I went through with getting the test, because I have to admit there was a part of me saying, well, I feel fine. You know, maybe I don't need a test. And then I thought to myself, well, I've got the appointment. It sure would be nice to know if I have it, just as far as moving forward with my wife and my children and, you know, getting out and about, which obviously basically none of us have been doing for the last couple of weeks.
So what do you do now to find out you have to take another test, Patrick? How long do you have to wait to take another test to see if it's gone?
Well, that's a good question, Michael, and that's sort of what I'm in the process of trying to figure out. So I will obviously be down, you know, our plan initially before I got the test was to be down here 2 weeks. So I'm now at about 10, 11 days. Obviously, that may be extended depending on, you know, when I can get another test, et cetera. And then, you know, I'll have to make sure that the point, based on what the doctors tell me, that I, you know, could go back with my family and my wife and my kids upstairs. But for the most part, you know, luckily I have a basement that I can get to. I can go outside and walk the dog, and, you know, I'm in the suburbs, so I guess that's one good thing for moving out of the city, which we did about 4 years ago, and just kind of see what happens. So I don't know the answer to that yet, but everything I've read and learned says that, you know, you've got to get, I guess, two clear tests before you're sort of considered that your body is through the virus.
Patrick, hearing your voice, obviously I think so immediately about you and your brother calling tennis, and the French Open's been postponed, and there's some controversy around that, though I don't fully understand it. So number one, I'd love for you to explain why people are upset about the French Open being unilaterally postponed, and also how weird is it that it looks like Wimbledon will just be outright canceled in 2020?
Well, Peter, first of all, the French Open thing sort of came out of left field in that the French sort of decided on their own without communicating with the rest of sort of the tennis community that they were going to just, you know, pick a date in September, a week or so after the U.S. Open, and sort of take that date. So that's why there's been a lot of confusion, because the French, you know, they didn't really talk to anybody. They just announced it. So obviously that took players, administrators, those of us in the media, by total surprise. So that's why that controversy has come up. I'm hearing from my sources that it's highly likely that Wimbledon will announce tomorrow that they are canceling the tournament, not postponing it, but canceling it for the year. And that's partly because, you know, they only have a relatively small window that they can actually have the tournament take place because of the weather, because of the nature of the grass court surface. So it's not something that can just be moved to any other time of year. So that's what I'm hearing. Obviously, tennis is, you know, like everyone else, rattled by this. Tennis being such an international sport, you know, there's some concern within our community that tennis could take even longer than other sports just because of the international nature of the athletes and the media and, you know, the fans from all over the world.
Patrick, this could fall under the heading of really dumb question, but I have to ask, have you given any thought to where you might have gotten it, where you might have gotten the virus? Were you in any place that there were people that did have it?
Well, obviously, Michael, I've given it a lot of thought because obviously I'd like to try to, you know, find out. I've obviously let family and friends that I've been in touch with know that I've been relatively close with. But that being said, even in the last, I'm going to say at least 3 weeks, I've been practicing, you know, serious social distancing just out of, you know, total precaution. I believe many of us have done. Obviously, I work during the rest of the year when I'm not broadcasting at our John McEnroe Tennis Academy, which is at Randall's Island, where I'm pretty much there all the time when I'm not broadcasting. So obviously, I've let those people know there. I mean, that's a place where it's teeming with kids. For the most part, it's mostly an academy for kids, but there are adults that play there. So it's certainly that's a place that it's possible that I could have gotten it. We've had a couple of reports of, you know, some other adults that have gotten it there. Again, I was practicing social distancing for a quite some time, even when I was there before we closed it down. It was the same day that actually the governor announced, you know, to shut all businesses. So that was a couple of Mondays ago, I believe. You know, the only other thing I can think of is, you know, I've been to the pharmacy, I've been to, you know, buy some food for my family in the last couple of weeks, but even those things, obviously I've done with extreme caution and precautions over the last couple of weeks. So it's hard to know. It's really hard to know. And I think that's the predicament for, you know, many of us in the population. Obviously, the biggest predicament, which we're all, you know, seeing and living, and is the people that are really struggling. You know, the people that have obviously lost their lives and the people that are struggling in the hospitals. And you see the situation, especially in the city and in the surrounding area. So my heart and my prayers go out to obviously all those people. I'm one of the lucky ones in that, you know, I got it. And relatively speaking, I'm fine. And I think that's a positive message for people to hear that, you know, there's a lot of us probably just like me that are out there that can, you know, basically get through this relatively unscathed, as far as my health. But overall, obviously it's, you know, we'd all like to know, we'd all like to have more answers so that we can protect ourselves and our loved ones and our community better moving forward.
Well, you've always been a friend, and we're glad that you're doing well and that it didn't really hit you as hard as it obviously hit others. And we're glad that you would share your story with our listeners. Thank you so much, Patrick, and feel good.
Thank you, guys. And you guys keep up the good work because what you guys are doing is important for those of us that are out there and, you know, need to be entertained. And so we appreciate what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Thanks,
Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Seems like it's a good story because he feels better and he got a test, and what a difference a day makes, right? The one day 4 or 5 hours on hold, the next day 4 or 5 minutes, because it seemed like he was getting it just as we were getting our bearings over everything that's happening. So hopefully more people
here's the scary part, Don and Peter. Here's the scary part. If he didn't get a test, he had a temperature for 2 days but still had it. And it wasn't a high temperature, it was 100. You know, I mean, how many times you have 100 and you don't even think about going to a doctor?
Right.
And he might have lived his life, and I mean, that's how this thing is being spread, because
and then he
was asymptomatic.
Spread it.
Yeah.
Right. And so maybe he still would have had the same personal results for him, which is he's going to be fine, but he could have just gone around infecting other people, including maybe someone who it's terrible for.
Yeah, that's why you have to practice as if I have it, because you may. Well,
our friends at Wendy's want you to know that your local Wendy's franchisee is open for business and working harder than ever to deliver you a safe, delicious meal during these challenging times. Even now, Wendy's knows cravings happen anywhere, anytime. Wendy's has you covered for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between. Swing by a Wendy's drive-thru and safely pick up a delicious meal or use Grubhub or Postmates for free delivery with minimum purchase of $10. Wendy's franchisees and workers appreciate your support during this difficult time. When we come back, another edition of Don's Daily List, and then ENN after that. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
A message from Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, and the New York Jets.
Time and time again, in a place where we live, work, and play, in a place that we call home, we are put to the test. Faced with a profound level of adversity, in a future full of uncertainty. But time and time again, we come together, finding inspiration through our family and friends. We take care of each other, finding hope through community. We play for one team, finding strength in numbers. We fight back. We forge forward. We do whatever it is we have to do, because here is what we do. They say that it's darkest before dawn. When the sun rises, and it will rise, we'll be ready. We'll be here, stronger, tougher, and more resilient than ever before. Can't wait.
Sports never stops. This is 98.7 ESPN.
Let's check the traffic with Alex Lee.
Hey, thanks so much. The George Washington Bridge going to be the place to avoid if you can inbound under the apartments on the upper deck. There's construction until 9 o'clock tonight. You also have 1 to 2 lanes closed on the outbound upper level, also under the apartments. So the delay to the in and outbound sides, just an absolute mess. You'll want to go for an alternate route if you're trying to get across the Hudson River. NJ Transit running on a President's Day schedule until further notice. Also have Metro North trains on the Hudson, Harlem, and New Haven lines on an amended Saturday schedule until further notice. This report sponsored by H&R Block. There's a lot going on right now, and more than ever, people need their tax refund. H&R Block has many ways to do your taxes as safely as possible. Work with a tax pro remotely, drop off, or file online. Block is always here to help. I'm Alex Leo, 98.7 ESPN.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAP customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.